Fred Film Radio Interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti with Anthony Chen, who's presenting his UK release, Drift. Welcome back, I would say.
Very, very good to be here.
So, first of all, Anthony, why did you think that Drift, this story, this novel, could mark your English language debut? Was it because the story was about an outsider, as all your previous films?
Well, I don't know. I somehow gravitated, you know, when I read the material, I gravitated towards, you know, Jacqueline as a character. You know, like, there was something so human and so real about this character that you rarely see in other screenplays. You know, a lot of screenplays that I read, characters are oftenly, you know, like, designed in a certain way, but there's something very earthy and truthful and honest about Jacqueline. And I was very moved and haunted by experience, and it stayed with me for a long time. In fact, I wasn't so sure at the start, you know, but it just stayed with me, and I told myself, okay, maybe I should have a go at trying to tell the story. And we brought on another writer, British-Irish screenwriter, Susie Farrell, and together we worked very closely for 2 years to rewrite the screenplay and to adapt this for the screen. It was a very, very cathartic and very moving experience because we're developing most of the screenplay during the pandemic.
Yes, that leads me to one of the things you wrote about the film. You wrote that that you were attracted also by the theme, you know, complex bonds between strangers, and it's something that keeps coming back in all your films. Do you think that is a film like this could be capable of reminding our humanity, especially in times like this, to people?
I do think so. You know, I'm always very moved by the kind of sort of relationship that one could form, or the kind of really deep understanding one could form, you know, between strangers. And sometimes it might sound odd, but sometimes someone that you haven't known for a long, long time might understand so much about your pain, your trauma, your suffering than perhaps your closest friend or your closest family. And it's interesting, you know, that you brought this up, that in all my films, in my first film, Ilo Ilo, in my second film, Wet Season, in my third film, The Breaking Ice, and then even now Drift, it's always about sort of strangers sort of finding sort of warm and solace in one another. And somehow I've been very attracted to, you know, subject matter or films where, or characters where they're outsiders. Perhaps I've been an outsider all my life. I grew up in Singapore, but I've traveled a lot. You know, I live in London for, 15 over years. I always feel sort of like very connected to wherever I'm living, but I'm not deeply rooted in a certain sense. I feel like I'm constantly, like Jacqueline, you know, I'm constantly drifting. I'm always asking those questions, you know, searching for my identity and asking, who am I and, like, where do I belong? And I feel that's the reason why I'm attracted to stories about outsiders. I think I understand that outsider experience. I understand that wanting to belong, but you know, having to constantly have that tension of, yeah, actually, you belong here, but actually you don't.
What particularly interests me as well was that she's not, as you mentioned also in director's note, the usual refugee. I mean that, and nothing wrong with that and with those stories, but I think that in this case, it can help the audience to relate more to this character, because often we, as an audience and as people, feel distanced from some kind of things. And in this case, it's impossible because you cannot feel that it's something that could never happen to you. You feel that it's something that could be included in your life experiences in a way. So it's very easy to feel close.
Yeah, I think that very much was from the material itself, you know, from the original novel. But, you know, I think that was also what sort of pulled me into this character. You know, like Jacqueline isn't your, you know, typical refugee. She isn't just from like a poor village from a war-torn country, but you know, she was very well educated. She went to British boarding school. She was from a place of privilege, you know, from a place of establishment. And she's fallen from grace. And I think a lot of times, you know, we go through life with so much judgment, you know, whether is it the homeless person on the street, you know, whether is it, you know, refugees that have, you know, come to a new country. You constantly sort of have stereotype ideas as to what their background is, that perhaps they are not as educated, they are not as able as others. But everyone has got very, very complex stories. And I think a lot about this film is also about trying to put down our judgment. You know, whenever we see a passing soul, whenever we see a homeless person on the street, I think everyone has got a very, very complex background and story. And who are we to judge them? You know, I feel like everyone sort of deserves, you know, for their story to be told. And I think a film like Drift really celebrates, you know, the universality of our humanity, and especially in a time where, you know, we have two wars waging, you know, like in the world, and there's so much displacement and so much distrust. I think I always believe, like, in times of darkness, there will always be light. And I think that's the only reason why, you know, I'm still, you know, making cinema with that, you know, very optimistic view.
What I loved about the film, one of the things that I loved about the film were the silences. So I wanted to ask you, how did you direct the silences, and you balanced them and made them interact with, you know, trauma, memories, flashbacks, and, you know, the sound of the waves and all that?
I think I've always been a very quiet and restrained sort of filmmaker, you know. In fact, I'm almost worried, you know, like my films are usually so delicate, you know, or perhaps are they too delicate for, you know, this modern time where we are constantly bombarded with so much noise and imagery and music and all of that. But I'm a very quiet and restrained sort of soul, you know, and I believe that a lot of tension lies in the pauses and the silences. And I believe that, you know, actually so much is said when you don't overstate it. You know, I'm a firm believer that less is more. And you'll be surprised that we actually feel so much more, and we actually see so much about the complexity of what Jacqueline is going through, even like the complexity of emotion on her face, through these moments of silences and pauses. And I guess that's my form of cinema, which is why I really, really hope as many audiences can experience this film on the big screen, because I feel like when you feel this you know film, you know, like, and on the big screen, I think it can be very, very affecting. Because my form of silences isn't quite, it doesn't mean like nothing is happening. Actually, so much is happening in those silences, and I think it takes that dark, quiet space, you know, of a cinema for you to really experience it.
Thank you so much, Anthony Chen, for being with us on Fred Pugh Radio, and good luck with Drift.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking to Anthony Chen, director of Drift, coming out in UK cinemas on March 29th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.